You know, one of the biggest problems Christians face is the temptation to be just like the world. For some reason, God's people have always had trouble with the outside world having too much of an impact on their lives. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 says, "For our citizenship is in our homeland, heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." A new translation puts it as, "We are a colony of heaven." The word colony is defined as a group of people who leave their native country to settle into a foreign land while remaining subject to their home country. And this is a very accurate definition of every Christian's life. We are down here on earth living in a foreign land, but are expected to remain loyal to our home country, which is heaven. Here are four traits every member of this colony should have. First, people from the colony need to realize that this world is not their true home. Although we have settled into this land, we don't belong here forever. We are just pilgrims passing through a strange and foreign land. And since we're just passing through, we don't get too involved in worldly affairs. No, our greatest desire should be to go back to our true homeland rather than to remain in this strange place. The Apostle Paul reached the stage in life where he was no longer comfortable in this world. According to Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 and 23, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better." You know, sometimes we may start to feel comfortable here, almost like we're at home. We'll mix and mingle with outsiders in the world so much that it's often hard to tell that we were even a part of this colony in the first place. This can be seen in the places we go, the people we hang around, the things we say, the way we dress ourselves, or the way we undress ourselves, how we keep our hair, and above all, how we spend our time. John chapter 15, verse 19 says, "If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." Secondly, people from the colony need to keep their priorities within the colony. While we live this life, there are so many things that can distract us from our true purpose and cause us to completely stumble. But you see, the difference between us and the people out in the world is that we keep our focus on eternal things, heavenly things. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 19, the Apostle Paul writes about people from the outside world, saying, "Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on worldly things." You see, the primary difference between a member of the colony and someone from the world is that we keep our minds on spiritual and eternal things. Thirdly, we as members of this colony need to realize that we represent this colony everywhere we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 reads, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled with God." The context of this verse is referencing the apostles as Christ's direct ambassadors during the early days of the church, but it doesn't seem like a stretch to make that application to all Christians today. An ambassador is defined as the highest representative sent by a government or ruler to another. Christians speak and act as ambassadors of our King. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 reads, "Let your light shine before men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." Number four, we need to learn to stick together. You know, I love history. My grades may say completely otherwise, but I love history. And history tells us that our country started out as a group of colonies. These colonists would build themselves a fort that provided shelter, protection, and separation from the outside world. Any colonist who left the safety of the fort would be in danger, and it's the same way in our colony today. As long as we're a part of this church, there is safety, security, and protection, but only if we remain inside. And this is why Paul encouraged young people to marry only within the protection of the church, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, which says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness?" In conclusion, this world is not our home. We are not here to act, look, and be like everyone else. We're an outpost of heaven. We may be settled here for a time, but soon we're going to leave this place and we're going to go back home. I'd like to finish this by quoting a song to you that we all know and that's been stuck in my head for days. It goes, "Here we are but straying pilgrims. Here our path is often dim. But to cheer us on our journey, still we sing this wayside hymn." We must always remember how lucky we are to be a part of this beautiful colony of heaven.